The Global Water Partnership, GWP, defines IWRM as a process which promotes the coordinated development and management of water, land, and related resources in order to maximize economic and social welfare in an equitable manner, without compromising the sustainability of vital ecosystems. The definition recognizes that IWRM is a coordinated process that brings together stakeholders. It focuses on both economic and social welfare and equity, as well as protecting the ecosystem. It emphasizes proper governance involving a participatory approach. It's important to note that IWRM is a process that serves as a tool for assessment and program evaluation. IWRM does not provide a specific blueprint for a given water management problem, but rather is a broad set of principles, tools, and guidelines which must be tailored to the specific context of the country, or region, or river basin. IWRM aims to achieve three key strategic objectives to ensure sustainable use of this resource. Economic efficiency in water use. Water must be used with maximum possible efficiency because of the scarcity of water and financial resources. The finite and vulnerable nature of water as a resource. Equity, the basic rights for all people to have access to water of adequate quantity and quality for the sustenance of human well-being, must be universally recognized. Environmental and ecological sustainability. The present use of the resource should be managed in a way that does not undermine the life support system, thereby compromising use by future generations.